Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here. Pleased to be joined by Sam Madison, OJ McDuffie, Tristan Jones, the Metro PCS Comment Center, and also we've got Billy Turner joining us here in studio, rookie offensive guard from the Miami Dolphins. Billy, how you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Great to have you here. Pleased that you're joining us here on the Finsiders. And first of all, you're a rookie, obviously. How's training camp going so far? You're first in the NFL.
It's going well. You know, it's definitely different than college training camp, with a few exceptions, but for the most part, I think I'm learning a lot, you know, getting the offense down and picking up some things with the defense, you know, scheme-wise and whatnot, but it's going well.
What are the biggest challenges that you're facing from moving from the tackle position to the guard position?
Playing inside, in between two people, you know what I mean? Coming from always being out on the edge, you know, protecting the quarterback's blind side to, you know, coming in, going back and forth from side to side, playing guard. It's been a little different, but at the same time, I play physical, so being closer to that D lineman has been something I've been able to adapt to fairly quickly.
Well, going into this camp, in OTA's quarterback school, you see the offensive line, he's like, yeah, I'm going to have opportunity just to be at this position, and I'm going to be able to compete. Then you see Mike goes down. Now it's a reshuffling of the offensive line. How you guys as a unit, as a group, are you dealing with that? Because it could be stressful on everybody because everybody's moving from one position to the next.
You know what? There's a lot of guys in the offensive line room that are capable of playing multiple positions. And watching practice from drill to drill, you can see different guys that are moving around from different position to position. So we got a lot of guys that are able to snap the ball, which is one thing that I think is – beneficial to us. So if we do have a guy go down the center in particular, you know, that's a position where it's, you know, the only position on the offensive line where you're touching the ball, and it's the only person on the field that's actually touching the ball every play of the game, you know what I mean? So having other guys that are able to snap that ball is definitely beneficial. So we do have guys that have been in there going from position to position, which is definitely beneficial, but at the same time, you know, you're losing a Pro Bowl center.
You know, you guys are always, too, Billy, going against one of the greatest, I think one of the best defensive lines in football right now. And it seems like some days you guys get them, a lot of days they get you guys. How has that been, and how has that helped you progress into, you know, first of all, in the NFL, going against, you know, your Starks, your Odricks, your Francis, you know, Earl Mitchell, the guys on the outside. How has that helped you so far in your progression in the NFL?
You know what, now that you say that, kind of thinking back to some of the practices and whatnot and actually sitting back and thinking about some of the guys that we are playing against day in and day out, not only the D-line but our defense as a whole, you know, we do have one of the better defenses as a whole in the NFL, I believe. So going against some of those guys, you know, we have a few Pro Bowlers on the D-line is something that, you know, it – you know, you might not have a good day one day and you might have a better day another, but at the same time, you're sitting there and you're kind of thinking – and you're like, you know, this is one of the better D-lines that we're going to be facing all year. And, you know, facing them day in and day out is only going to make us better. So even when we do have days that we're kind of off, we're still getting better as a team because we're going against, you know, that high-caliber defense.
Billy Turner, rookie offensive guard from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And you're right, that's good perspective to keep as the dog days of training camp continue on. Billy, I'm curious, as that guard position, there's quite a fierce battle going on right now as far as who's going to take over that. You're involved, and I noticed that every practice you seem to get some opportunities with the first team. How important is it for you to capitalize on those opportunities when the coaches are watching?
It's definitely important. You know, I want to be able to get on the field as soon as possible and be able to help this team as soon as possible, you know, no matter what the position and no matter where I am on the field. You know, I can help the team on the sideline as well, but I'd rather be on the field. Who wouldn't? But, you know, the thing that I've been trying to keep in the back of my head is, regardless of where I'm at on the field, whether I'm in there with the first group, second group, third group, you know, always play like someone's watching you, because at this level, someone always is watching you. You know, whether it's a preseason game or whether it's practice or you're, you know, one-on-ones or you're doing O-line indie, someone's always watching and you're always being evaluated. So, you know, I think I've been doing pretty well in there with the first group, you know, and with the second group and third group. I'm just trying to get my footwork down jam-packed and trying to, like I said, help this team.
Billy, since coming out of college, one thing, even coming on with Eric Gregg, the first thing you said, I like to hit people. Now coming up this week, you get to play against somebody else. How different is it going against your guys? Now you're going to be going against another team. You can let all that frustration out. Even when you're hitting guys coming out of OTAs and quarterback schools, get it into training camp, you don't want to hurt your teammate and go so far in practice. Now it's going to be a different ball game. It's going to be your first NFL football game.
You know what? You're right. I do like to hit people. You know, talking with some of the coaches, that's one of the things that they definitely like in my game is the physicality that I play with. I like to hit people. And it's also something that gets me in trouble at times. You know, we had the scrimmage this weekend, and my mindset and my approach to the scrimmage was I just want to be physical and I want to hit people, you know, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. You know, I got a little out of control with my footwork in the scrimmage trying to be physical, but at the same time, there's a few plays where I'm setting and I'm snapping on people, which is a good thing. I just think I personally have to figure out that happy medium, you know, playing as physical as I can and, you know, working that technique in there.
Isn't that the thing, though? Like, when you're in college, you know, you're so athletic and so big and so strong, you can kind of get away with some of the little things in terms of, like, your footwork not being absolutely right. But here, every single step, every single half step, every little false step is important, right?
That's definitely one of the things that I think I need to work on coming from college to the NFL is – being, you know, one of the more athletic guys on the field at the college level and, you know, me playing physical, wanting to hit guys and this and that, I was able to get away with things and trying to do those same things at this level. Some of them work, but a lot of them don't. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, I got to find that happy medium in between my game. And, you know, I always got to be technically sound. But just because you're being technically sound doesn't mean you're playing, you know, doesn't mean I have to play as a finesse player. It also means that I'm able to set, snap, you know what I mean, just be physical and aggressive.
Billy Turner, rookie offensive guard from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. Billy, you mentioned the center position has been one with a lot of focus, and just want to ask you, I know it was just one practice, so Samson Sitelli, he just joined the team. How did he look out there today? He has a history with this Dolphins team, being drafted in the second round of 2007, now back for his second time with the team. How did he look?
Personally, I think he looked good. You know, having a guy that, you know, wasn't practicing, you know, the past couple of weeks and wasn't with a team on a roster and coming in and getting thrown in there the first day and working with people, I think he did pretty well. You know, he along with the rest of us have things to work out, you know, within our game and whatnot. But like I said, you know, being able to just get thrown in there and with the Wolves right away, your first day back and however long it's been for him, I think he did pretty well.
I'm curious, Billy, when you told us right off the bat that you know you're picking up the offense and everything, how has that been as far as the adjustment from what you guys did in college and what Bill Lazor has installed? Because it's not just new for you, it's new for everybody on this team.
It's been a little different for me because I came from a power and a gap based offense. We ran a lot of A-gap power, B-gap, C-gap power. You know, we did run inside-outside zone, but we were more power-based. So coming to an offense like this where the run game is primarily based off of outside-inside zone, just a zone scheme to offense, it's been a little different as far as, you know, the points of contact that I got to make as an offensive lineman in run blocking. So, you know, I got to get to that outside shoulder, I got to get to that inside shoulder and stuff like that. So that's been one of the things that I personally think I need to work on. But it's definitely been one of those things that I've been able to pick up on fairly quickly throughout OTAs into this training camp period.
I've gotten a chance to catch up with a bunch of your fellow rookies in this class, and it seems like you guys have a pretty tight bond together. Now, I know immediately after being drafted, you were in the community doing a bunch of events, and you guys have been here in South Florida quite a bit. What has that bond been like as you guys now hit the practice field for training camp?
To be honest, feels like I've been with these guys for the past 4 years at college. You know what I mean? I have Brock here who played with me up at NDSU. But, you know, from the minute that we got down here, that first night I got down here, you know, we were all downstairs eating dinner together. And, you know, it's just one of those things that's continued. I think a lot of us, you know, on a weekly basis go out and eat together. You know, this last Saturday after the scrimmage, about four or five of us went out, had dinner together and whatnot. So it's definitely a tight bond in between us, and I think that that's a good thing, obviously, because I think that's something that's going to be able to carry over into the field of play and help the team out.
I'm curious as well. A lot of your teammates really like the fact that music is being played throughout the majority of practice. And it seems to be there's an eclectic mix of music. I mean, even today we heard Bob Seger's Like a Rock, and other days it's some hip-hop, and other days it's some, you know, more pop music. And do you have any input as a rookie into the playlist?
No, not at all. You know, I've been pleased with the playlist because, okay, like you just said, it's been bouncing around. You know what I mean? So you never know what you're going to get.
I'm curious, is there a particular group or a musical artist that you like and you'd like to have played? Not necessarily it's going to happen, but that you like to listen to.
Yeah, I'm an old school type of guy. You know, I was saying when I was first coming in here talking about the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire, that's, you know, that's kind of what grounds me. So, you know, I have a tough day, I'm going to ride home or ride back to the hotel listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers and stuff like that. That's kind of the stuff that keeps me grounded. But at the same time, you know, when you're out there playing a physical game like that, I think you need something that's a little more up-tempo, you know.
No doubt about it. And Sam says that it doesn't matter what music you play. Him and the rest of the DBs. They're just going to dance to whatever
it is. No
matter
what.
You know what? Having music on the football field is something that I'm not used to. It's definitely a plus.
But definitely, going back to that room, listen to that Isley Brothers, and no matter what it is, sometimes some guys have to get there and may have a messy roommate. You got to. How's your roommate? How's your roommate situation going?
You know what? I'm rooming with Juwan. our room isn't messy. I mean, we've been in the same hotel for
A few months now.
Yeah, 2.5 months, yeah. I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, when we first got down here and going back in there. So, you know, I've definitely become accustomed to the way that he lives. He's become accustomed to the way that I live. So, for the most part, it's been decent.
Good.
You know?
Billy Turner, rookie offensive guard from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. Billy, we've got some fan questions. I'm going to ask you, this is a two-part question from Tim, who says, he's asking, Billy, your first NFL training camp, has it been as expected? And also, who's the toughest defensive lineman on the team that you've gone against so far?
I'd say it has been expected. There's been things that have kind of been thrown at me that I haven't expected, and there's been things that I've approached that have been expected. So the toughest D lineman that I've been against, I mean, I could honestly say all of the starting D linemen, because all of them are better at different things. You know what I mean? So when it comes to pass pro, you got a guy like Jared Odrick that's quick off the ball and he's longer. You know, he's a little tougher to pass block than, you know, a Randy Starks or someone like that. Because when it comes to Randy Starks, you know, good luck moving him off the ball.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And then you got Cam Wake out on the edge. So when you got a outside linebacker up on the ball and Cam Wake's coming on that pirate stunt, you better keep your pads down. That's a very powerful man, you know.
No doubt. All right, we're going to wrap it up with this, Billy. We appreciate you spending the time. Friday night, first preseason game, first NFL game of your career. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts entering that?
My thoughts, it's going to be excited. You know, we're going up to Atlanta, but like I said, my mindset, kind of like that scrimmage, was go out there and be as physical as possible and play as technically sound as possible, and we'll see what happens.
Hit somebody.
Yeah. That's right.
There you go. Hit somebody in a different color uniform, right? Yeah. That'll be good. Well, Billy, appreciate you taking the time to join us here. Nice catching up, and good luck to you. Stay healthy throughout the rest of training camp of the preseason.
Have a good camp.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Billy.